Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value Surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app. And maybe you can actually win 20 grand in the slam dunk contest with that Odyssey app. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Going to talk a little puck with Ole Kolzig. It's the third era's night where they're going to turn back the clock to recognize the third era of the Caps history when they play the Jets. All fans in attendance are going to receive a Peter Bondra and Ole Kolzig duo bobblehead. Of course, you can watch the Caps on Saturday, February 1st. Puck drop at 7. Good morning, Ole.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, man.
What do you think about yourself being on a bobblehead with Peter Bondra?
This will probably be my 6th or 7th bobblehead.
Nice. Oh, it's old hat for you.
Yeah, I mean, you're nice.
First duo, and I think it's only the first one that my kids were actually excited about and asked about. They were, when I was playing, they were too young to even know what a bobblehead was. So,
right. I'm stunned at the popularity of bobbleheads. We did bobbleheads for us for one of our anniversaries, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago. And the people interested in it. Okay, we have fans that listen a long time, but like people will have like bedrooms full or dens full of bobbleheads. You go online, they sell for, you know, if it's the right bobblehead that's not mass produced. I mean, they could get loads of money for
it. It's crazy.
The collectability of them is insane to me.
Well, because they're doing for everything. It's not just athletes. I know one of our trainers down in Hershey, he's got what you're talking about. He's got a room full of them, and there are some of them up there. You're like, who's that guy? And then you find out he's a politician, or they're not just athletes anymore. And they're fun. They do a good job, and then some of them can be pretty comical.
Do you feel like do you feel handsome shamed at all by sharing your bobblehead with dreamy Peter Bondra?
Hey, what are you saying?
I know that Ole's a handsome guy too, but I mean, Peter Bondra is super dreamy.
I'm his beast. I'm the beast of his beauty. You know, there's always this, you know, it's opposites attract, and I've always said that I have a face for radio. That's why I'm doing this with you guys and not on ESPN. But no, it's, you know, Bonsai was our Alex Ovechkin back in the day, and
yep.
You know, he's loved this area so much. He continues to live here. He's a big, you know, obviously works with the team now, and we've had a great relationship over the years, and so it's good to be that he's my bobblehead partner.
Hey, can you kind of take us back, since you guys are celebrating the eras in that third era, to, for Caps fans, it was the first Stanley Cup run. Obviously, you guys didn't win it, but I remember that was early in our career. It was a huge thing. Mm-hmm. I went out to, I mean, you guys, it wasn't like you were practicing in Arlington back then. You were in, you know, nearby Crofton.
Odenton.
Yeah.
And there were like, I remember going out there and interviewing when you guys like clinched getting in there, and take us through that scene. It was hundreds of fans just to see you get there.
Yeah, well, that was probably one of the more special nights, is when we beat Buffalo and we got back to Piney Orchard.
Yes, Piney Orchard. I was forgetting the
morning.
Name.
2 a.m. after celebrating in the dressing room and on the plane back. And we knew something was going on. Something special was going on because we were about a mile or so from the rink and we'd already seen the cars lined up. And, you know, it's a small arena. It doesn't hold a lot of people. But when we walked in the room and we just walked right on the ice and the place was just packed, you know, chanting caps. And it was a really, really special moment, I think, in the DMV's connection with the Capitals. I think that was the start of something special. And then obviously, you know, when the next era came through, that's really when hockey took off. But that was, yeah, that was so much fun. And I just feel so bad that, you know, we couldn't at least win one game in the finals. But you know what? When you look back, history will tell you that Detroit team was one of the greatest ever in the NHL. And
yep.
And so, you know, this is nothing, nothing, you don't regret anything from that series. I mean, hats off to a great franchise. And it was just a lot of fun that whole spring.
Do you still keep in touch with some of the guys that you made that run with from that team outside of Bonder, who you mentioned, you know, kind of works with the team in conjunction with you? Do you still keep up with those guys?
Yeah, there's a handful. Craig Berube, Dale Hunter. Whenever I'm in town, you know, Sylvain Cotes, we get together and talk. Callie Johansson. Brendan Witt's kind of fallen off the map. You know, we had... I don't know. Witter's a wilderness guy, so people don't know where he's at right now. But he was one that we stayed in touch for quite a bit. There's, you know, it's like anything, right? Out of sight, out of mind. But the great thing is, whenever, you know, like when we got together in October for opening night and that whole 50th celebration, it was just like, you know, the series, the playoff run ended last week. You know, it was just, we just connected again and then just talked like we were teammates, and there was no time that passed by. And then that's the great thing of having, being a part of a team like that. You know, the 2018 Stanley Cup team will be like that. They'll be forever, bound. And whenever they get together, it'll feel like no time has passed, and they'll just relive all those special moments.
We're joined by Caps great Ole Kolzig. So when this season started, this current season, I was a little bit skeptical when I heard they were going to platoon Charlie Lindgren and new arrival Logan Thompson. Turns out it's worked out beautifully for the team, and Logan Thompson is having a remarkable season. He just got rewarded for it with that extension he just signed earlier this week. Talk about that plan. What did you think of it going into the season? You know, as a goalie, do you want to be the guy that starts 55 or 60 games and have your backup play 20-ish? Or do you like the plan? And, Logan, you know, speak on Logan Thompson and how impressive he's been.
Well, first off, the game has changed so much. It used to be, you know, like when I played, you'd play 85% of the games. And, you know, I was on a different talk show earlier this morning, and I brought it up that the game is so different now, that there's so much parity, that the pressure to win on a nightly basis is so great that you need your freshest guy in there. And so for them to be able to have two guys that can do that and be fresh every night is such a bonus. And then you know, on top of that, going into the playoffs, yeah, there's probably going to be one guy that'll get the nod, but to know that if something happened, if he got hurt or wasn't playing well, that you knew the guy that on the guy on the bench could just go in there and platoon and it'd be seamless, I think is such a bonus for us. We always, from a goaltending department, we've always respected Logan Thompson. You know, we were the first team to sign him out of Canadian college. And so we knew what was there. We obviously went to a different organization and we weren't able to, you know, to develop him the way we wanted to. But he developed great in Vegas. I mean, he was the AHL goalie of the year a few years ago, was in the NHL All-Star, in the NHL All-Star game 2 years ago, or even maybe might have been last year. And, you know, unfortunately, he had a bit of an injury bug and you know, wasn't able to maybe help out in Vegas', you know, Stanley Cup run they had. But we knew what we were getting. But he's really, I think, surpassed what we really thought was coming. And it's just been great to see. He's definitely earned the contract. And, you know, we're happy for him. And, you know, I'm sure something will get done with Chucky. He's been such a great, great guy for this organization, unbelievable teammate, and you know, it'd be tough to kind of break up that duo moving forward.
Talking to Olaf Kolzig, they've got the third Eras night coming up at Capital One, the third era of Capitals history when they play the Jets. Puck drops at 7 p.m. February 1st. Of course, you can watch the Caps on Monumental Sports. All right, so Ole, you did overlap with Ovi, and I kind of want you to tell us what it was like the first time you saw him in action. He's going to break the record here in the coming months. What did you see, like, initially in practice from Ovi? Did you know immediately? I mean, obviously you had a reputation before you played with him. But did you know immediately this guy's super special?
Yeah, you knew he was special. First practice when he came down and you know, took one of his patented one-timers on me, I was like, whoa, I'm glad that didn't hit me. but I guess you don't foresee how special he's going to be. What he's done for hockey in the DMV, and then obviously with what's going on with the Gretzky record, I thought that was a record that would never be broken, especially in today's game where defense is so good, goaltenders are so good, you know, longevity, you know, he's stayed fairly healthy. But you just, when you think of Wayne Gretzky, you're just like, there's no way, nobody's ever going to break any of his records. And then 3 years ago, you start looking at Ovi's goal totals and you're like, wait a minute. You start penciling it out and go, wow, you know, if he's on this pace for the next 3 years, he could do it. And he's just an amazing individual. I mean, he had such a great start to the season and then he gets hurt and then you're like, oh boy, you know, that's going to be tough to, you know, get that momentum back, especially at his age. And lo and behold, he just continues doing what he's doing. And I think now it's so close and he sees it. It's right in front of him that I think he's going to do anything and everything to get it done this year.
Hey, Ole, my producer just told me in my ear, Matt, you already spoke to him, that he used to watch you when you were with the Tri-City Americans back in the day in the late 80s. I think you were there 88 through 90.
Yeah.
And you were his superstar. He loved you. How old were you, Nate?
He told me that when he was 8 years old. And, yeah. And I'm like, oh, wow, thanks for making me feel old. But yeah. What a small world. I mean, Tri-City's Washington back then, I mean, there was 100,000 people. And you know, for him to be here, and we talked today, and that was it's pretty cool.
How soon after Tri-City did you join the Caps? Was it the next year?
Yeah, so I got drafted in 89. So it was I got drafted in 89. I played for about a month with the Caps, and then I got sent back to finish one more year junior.
Gotcha.
And then it was probably I turned pro the next year after that, but it was probably another 4 or 5 years before became full-time with the Caps.
When was the last time you laced it up in, like, play? Do you play like beer league? Like, what do retired NHL guys do?
Yeah, you still got to skate a little bit.
The last time I laced it up as a goalie was my last game in the NHL.
Okay,
but I've played now as like a defenseman or a forward in whether we have alumni games or if I'm in Hershey and you know, we're skating the extras and we play 3-on-3. You know, I love doing that. But you know what? I've got two new hips, and I know with my competitiveness, if I put my pads on, I'm going to be seeing the doctor the next day because I'm going to try to do anything and everything to stop the puck, and then, right, you know, sure, I'll blow out another hip.
I don't know if EB saw this story, and maybe this is why you asked the question, and you can chime in on this, but this came out in the last week or so that Robert Luongo, who was mm-hmm. a longtime goalie in the league, mm-hmm. did just that and stepped in a beer league game in a 40 and over adult hockey league in South Florida. And I think his team won 4-1 or 5-1.
Well, Did he get hurt too?
These guys are lifers.
No, he's an ex-goalie, and he just somebody asked him to play, and he showed up.
That's the old guys. They play pickup.
But still, that's unfair, Ole. Like, even a 40-plus-year-old goalie that has that much experience in the league, he's gonna turn away all those beer league shots for the most part.
Yeah, they said he was a replacement goalie. He waddled in. The other team was like, oh, that guy was in the league for 19 years.
Right. Hilarious.
And I think I don't remember him having any really serious joint issues. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think he had any major surgeries. So good for him, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, there was Dwayne Rolison played until he was 40 mm-hmm. to the Tampa Bay Lightning. So, you know, there's possibility. I mean, Jaromir Jagr just finished playing. I think he just retired this year, and he was like 52. So there's some unicorns out there.
Yeah, but he was playing for the Beer League Leafs.
Hey, he was having fun.
Well, okay, so Beer League Leafs in South Florida is probably a little different than Beer League Leafs in Toronto.
Right. Yeah,
the standard of hockey is probably just a little bit different.
Yeah.
Hey, Ole,
I'll give him credit for doing that because I know I wouldn't do it.
Hey, Ole, real quick. Tough loss last night, even though they got the point in overtime in Ottawa, but they come back tomorrow and play Winnipeg. Best two teams in the league in terms of points, Caps and the Jets, 74 and 75 points tomorrow night.
Definitely going to be a good measure for us, see where we really stack up in the league. We lost last night, but you know what? We had valiant effort coming back from 3-1, 4-2, and getting a point, mm-hmm. you know, which could be a very important point come near the end of the year. So it's a team that you never count out. And it's just it's such a really connected group of guys. I think, you know, going into the season, we were probably just overlooked by everybody. And, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of fanfare around us. But I think that the guys that we brought in, and obviously the coaching staff has done a phenomenal job. The goaltending has been fantastic. I think everything has just come together, and there's a lot to be said about chemistry and having the right guys on a team to have success.
Always been a pleasure talking to you. It's the third Arrows night. Congratulations on the bobblehead with Peter Bondra. Game, of course, puck drops at 7 p.m. February 1st. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, Ole.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man. Good to hear from you.
Ole the goalie. Yeah, I couldn't remember the name of it. Like, I was like, it's not Crofton. Piney Orchard. I went to Piney Orchard that night, and there were like hundreds of people. Sure. That's back when we used to hustle.
It was a big deal.
Yes.
I lived in Piney Orchard. I could have walked there from my old condo.
Right, Odenton, right?
Yep. Yeah. That was my spot.
Yeah, but you were probably still double dipping and working at Toys R Us.
I was working at Toys R Us.
Not in 99 or 98.
In 97, I was.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're 97. I can't even remember.
Not once we did full time. We did full time,
but it was around there. I definitely lived there and worked at a spot where there's a giraffe head on my paycheck.
Every 2 weeks. That paycheck was a lot smaller than
this. It's a lot smaller.
Coming up next, comedian Sam Morrell is going to join us. He's part of the Heirs Tour.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be at Warner Theater next week. He joins us next here on The Junkies.